Hi, welcome to the Trot's Talk podcast for this Wednesday, the 15th of February. Simon Harrison with you and Amanda Rando. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, how was Chariots of Fire night?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Look, it was a really hot day and it was actually, the night wasn't too hot and all the horses seemed to recover well in their runs. But yeah, it was magic to see Lazarus in action. It was his first start at Menangle and he obviously won the Chariots of Fire. And it was actually, surprisingly, the first time Lazarus and his stablemate, Al Waikiki Beach, clashed in a race. So, you know, the pair finished 1-2 in the feature and, you know, Lazarus went 149 flat. So it's pretty scary, Simon, especially when Mark Purden, who co-trains Lazarus and Al Waikiki Beach with Nat Rasmussen, has been reported this week saying that he thinks Lazarus can go faster. So the horse really had a lot against him on Saturday night. You know, it was his fourth week in a row of hard racing. He travelled from Victoria in the week. We obviously had that really humid heat wave in Sydney last week as well. So, you know, he had all those factors against him and he came out and produced that career best effort. So a week away from the races to refresh in one location to acclimatise as well. It's kind of scary to think what he's going to be able to produce in the Miracle Mile next Saturday week.
And does our Waikiki Beach get an invitation to the Miracle Mile?
Look, at this stage, no. The race conditions state that the winner of the Chariots of Fire automatically gets an invitation, while the first and second place getters of the two sprint races at Menangle this Saturday will receive an invitation. Now, the remainder of the field is made up by the New South Wales Harness Racing Club directors. So that's Club Menangle. The board of Menangle make up the remainder of the field. So technically, they don't have to invite Al Waikiki Beach. For me, I would invite him purely by his run on Saturday night. And, you know, he's certainly been improving with each effort after having a really tough run first up from a spell. But that's the magic of the Miracle Mile. There's been plenty of controversies over the years where people, other people outside of the board think that other horses were warranted a position and the board didn't invite those horses. So, yeah, it'll be very interesting to see. But, yeah, there's no guarantee. And our Waikiki Beach wasn't nominated for the two sprints on Saturday night.
Well, we've got, another big night of harness racing coming up this Saturday with the two Group 1s and some big names on show. First of all, Heats of the Derby to get the card underway. And I see Vincent's lining up.
Yeah, it'll be great to see what he'll be able to produce. Obviously, we didn't get to see him to his full potential in the Victoria Derby after being pulled out of the race with a flat tyre. So, yeah, he's drawn in barrier 5 for his race. And, yeah, I think he'll be very hard to beat.
Now, the first of the Group 1s is the Canadian Club Sprint, and it's race 5, where Lenny the Shark has come up $1.85. I see Lenny and Hector JJ split there in the different Group 1s.
Yeah, and they're both the favourites for David Aiken. And Lenny, yeah, he's drawn really well. He's in barrier 2, and it's good to see Chris Alford is taking the drive. Chris was suspended in Victoria but had his penalty reduced, meaning he can drive in this race, which is good because he has a great record on Lenny. And Lenny has a pretty good record at Menangle as well. I think in his 9 starts, he's only missed a check once. And, you know, he won the New South Wales Derby as a 3-year-old at Menangle. And he also finished 2nd in the Miracle Mile last year and also the Len Smith Mile. So he has a really good chance. There's a few other interesting runners in this heat, you can call it, for the Miracle Mile. Tiger Tara, Simon. This horse, he's first up in Australia. He's a former Kiwi. Kevin Pizzuto now has him. Kevin originally purchased the horse for breeding purposes here in New South Wales, but the horse has been racing super over in New Zealand, racing the best of them. He's one of the top 5 perform horses over there this season. So he's currently a $13 chance here, and he's drawn alongside Lenny the Shark in Barrier 3. And then you've got the likes of Bling It On and Yaya's Hotspot, who obviously quinellaed in the Hunter Cup as well. They've drawn alongside each other too, and Have Faith in Me's in the race too. So, yeah, it's a cracking race.
Okay, so Smolder and Hector JJ in the second of those Group 1s, it's more Hector's sort of distance, isn't it, than Smolder's?
You would think so. He is the favourite, very short price favourite too. But yeah, I think, you know, Smolder has been going super. You know, I thought he still went well last start, despite finishing sixth. And, you know, his form prior was really strong too. And, you know, Menangle, it's a funny track. When they're running those really quick speeds up front, it can bring horses in from the back of the field right into the race. So, you know, if they're going, you know, very fast in front, you know, Hector's in front, you've got Salty Robin on his outside, which, you know, Shane Tritton has openly said he wants to go forward with the horse. There's plenty of speed to burn early. Tactate, he's got plenty of gate speed too. So there might be enough speed to bring Smolder into the race. So, yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We've got the Group 2 for the mares, the Robin Dundee Classic, where Mark Purden's mare, a Piccadilly Princess, is the $1.75 favourite.
Yeah, this is a Ladyship Mile qualifier. So, another top race. A Piccadilly Princess has the ideal draw in Barrier 12. You know, you'll get a nice run through in the running line. And local mares, you know, Tactile is Delight. She's probably one of the most underrated mares in the field. She ran fifth last week in the mares feature, and she ran some sensational sectionals to do so. We also see the return of Amaretto, and she's a mare that she hasn't raced for a few months, but she's been trialing super, and she's a mare that races well fresh. So yeah, expect anything for her as well. And the other local mare I really like is Sally Fletcher. She ran eighth last week, but ran one of the fastest last halves of the night. So her eighth doesn't really reflect a run, but also got the Victorian Beresari as well. So another good race to support the two Miracle Mile qualifiers.
And the featured two-year-old race is the Sapling Stakes, Divine State, $2.20 here. Does it look the one to beat, do you think?
I think so. Purely, you know, in this race, there's only four horses that have started, four of the nine horses that have had a race. And Divine State, he won first up at Menangle, and I think he broke an Australian three-year-old record and wasn't far off the Australasian record as well. So I think he went, from memory, 152.8. Don't quote me. That's just off the top of my head. But, I know I spoke to Shane Tritton yesterday, and he just said this horse is becoming more arrogant. He knows he's a good horse, and, you know, he's just a two-year-old. So, he's really excited about his chances in the Sapling Stakes.
And to finish it off, we've got heats of the New South Wales Oaks on. Party On goes around on Saturday night, and I'd imagine a very warm favourite to win the Oaks final.
Yeah, you'd think so, Simon. She set an Australian record for three-year-old fillies not that long ago at Menangle. So in my mind, I think she would be the early favourite to win the New South Wales Oaks. So, you know, providing all goes well on Saturday night and she qualifies. But, she's certainly a very smart filly, and nice to see, you know, there's plenty of interstate horses as well. Dean Braun's got Sha Tin up here. She's unbeaten her last, you know, her two starts to date. Emma Stewart's also got some horses as well. So completely say it's all Party On's race, there's some certainly nice fillies heading around in the Oaks.
Righto, Amanda. So looking forward to the second week of the carnival this weekend. Any other news on the horizon for us?
Yeah, no, I think that's about it. I'm making a debut in the gig tomorrow night, which I'm pretty excited about.
So. Yes, you'll be co-hosting tomorrow night, and it'll be on live.
Yes, with my old workmate, Greg Hayes. So I'm looking forward to, sitting next to Hazy and, having a shot at in the gig. So, I'm very excited for it.
Simon. Oh, good on you. I'll have to tune in. Good luck with the show tomorrow night, and good luck on Saturday night.
Thanks, Simon. I can't wait for both.
I'll talk to you on Saturday morning, and we'll get your thoughts for every race on the card at Menangle at about 10:35.
Yes, sounds good.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.